Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening. It is Find It Out Friday. How's everybody doing out there? You know, mine for Monday, we went a little bit. We normally go short and sweet, but Miss Tiffany Jones came on, and we stretched it out a little bit because she was speaking of what to expect. So on Find It Out Friday, we're going to shorten it up a little bit here because, you know, as I stated, each host on this show is August born. And Leos celebrate their birthdays the whole month of August. So they're out and about and in the community, out of the country, doing whatever they have to do in order to enjoy and appreciate themselves. And I'm going to say, just keep it up, ladies. I am included in that bunch also. So this evening we're going to go with updated little music, a little bit of encouragement. I'm going to give you something to think about regarding what I found out, okay? But before we get started, you know, anger is fundamentally an arrogant state of life. People in the state of anger are attached to the illusions and illusionary assumption that they are better than other people and direct their energy towards sustaining and enhancing this image to ensure that others think of them in a similarly glowing terms. They can never reveal their true feelings. Instead, they act differently, while a burning desire to suppress all others in their exclusive focus. With their inner feelings and their outward appearance out of accord, they don't speak from the heart. Of two people making comparable efforts, the result will differ greatly if one person is motivated by a value that transcends the self, good, beauty, and the well-being of others, while the other person is motivated by ego. And so today this show is basically based on our civic duties here. Before we get started, and we're going to talk about this recall vote, but before we get started, I just want to start off with Luther, because when you have to think, I think you need to listen to Luther. He sort of like has a tendency to balance out those brain cells. So we're going to start with Luther, and then we're going to carry on. And I can share with you what I found out on this Friday. Welcome in.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and bring your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything.
You know, this world belongs to all of us out here. But we have to unify. But you know, unity without harmony brings no peace. But unification with action brings victories. The vaccine rises up. The count is rising. The numbers are moving out there. We have a lot of stuff to unify on here. We have the opposers. We have the fors and the forgets and all of that. But the most thing that I want you to think about is this recall here, okay? Because according to organizations that I work with, they're all about social justice and doing the right thing. They like to protect progress, reject the recall. That is a slogan from the EAPD. That's one of my organizations that I am a member. Any organization is for the right and for the people. I'd like to be a part of it. But I'm going to share with you four reasons why you should vote no on the recall. If you're a bit confused out there, you know, in the beginning, the COVID deniers carried racist anti-Chinese signs to collect signatures on petitions to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Those signature gatherers shut down access to the vaccine and interfered with Californians who had scheduled vaccination for themselves and their loved ones. Number three, at the very same time those COVID deniers shut down access to vaccinations to promote their recall petitions, a beloved community leader was dying of COVID just blocks away from that, okay? And you see, if you support civil rights and public health and oppose the spread of hate and disinformation, you have a direct stake in defeating the recall. So I'm going to put it out there. Please vote no for all. This is one particular time that you must stand up, unify, and get this done. I want you to think about the recall. We don't like to do a lot of political things here. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. But we all have a civic duty to perform. And this is mine today. And I want you to find it out on Friday. Do your research on September 14th. No from all on that recall. Because the individuals that are setting this up are not moving from their heart, and they're not moving with society and justice in mind. Today, you do what you have to do. It's really up to you on what you do. But I just wanted to share with you what I found out. And I say no on the recall, and this is my civic duty. And on that note, you know, I'm just going to play you a little bit more of Luther. Because I want you to just, like, relax and really think about this. September 14th, we need a victory out here. We do not need this underhanded, unheartful, unthinking situation. Anybody that's working for the good, that evil just cannot stand it.
Caught me by surprise, I must say, 'cause I never had seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say, at least then I won't regret it. Regret the fact I missed a chance for romance. At least I'll walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day. 'Cause at least he heard me say,
I'll take you out tonight.
sign of tomorrow will still be the same, as we've had a life of love that won't ever change.
If you want to see change, you must get involved and make change, okay? This is the Civic Duty Show, my civic duty, no on the recall, okay, for all. That's my take on it. It's coming from me and organizations that do their research. I'm a member of the EAPD, that's East Area Progressive Democrats, okay? You see, it doesn't matter about the party. But if you're Republican or if you're Democrat, what matters is the people. No matter what party you're in, you must care about the people and to do what you have to do It's really, really up to you. But don't sit back and gripe and complain if you don't want to get out there to make that change. Do not be swayed into this setup, as I say. If you think about it, the persons, again, that are setting this up, and if you support civil rights and public health and oppose the spread of hate and disinformation, you have a direct stake in defeating the recall, okay? And that is the vote no. You have a direct stake in it because this is really affecting everything and all. Persons out there that are losing, that are evil, that are angry, for whatever, don't fall off in it. If they don't move with their heart, and if they're not for the people, don't be bothered. Again, today you do what you have to do. It's really up to you, but I'm stating a no call on the recall. So let's listen to some more Luther. Maybe he'll help you clear up those brain cells.
And I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy. And now all you need is a chance to try and in love.
You wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth, because all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way, one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. It's all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all, I take it all, had to run away. Leave myself, first class and first rate. But all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat a forbidden fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.